Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Yud Ches, Brachos 18. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the responsibilities of the living for the dead, to care for the dead and to honor the dead. And so as part of this context, the Gemara discusses the mitzvah or the obligation of shmira, of protecting the dead body. So says our Gemara, there's a braisa which states, HaMashamer Es HaMeis, that one who is guarding the dead body to make sure that it is protected. And we'll discuss this protection in a moment, what exactly the dead body is being protected from. Then we say, Afal Pisha Eino Me So, even though this dead body is not one of the guard's relatives, nevertheless, Patur Mi Kriyashma Uminat Fila Uminat Filin. Such a person who's serving as a guard is exempt from the obligation to recite the Shema, to recite the Amida, to pray, and also from putting on tefillin. We call mitzvos ha'muros b'torah, and from all of the commandments of the Torah. Hayu shnayim, if there were two guards there, ze meshamer v'zeh koreh, then one of the people serves as a guard, and his other person, the other one who's there, recites the Shema. So the one who's serving as the guard, it will stay there, but the other one can go somewhere else and recite the Shema. V'zeh meshamer, and then after this one reads, then the other one serves as the guard, v'zeh koreh, and then the other one recites the Shema. Ben Azai omer, hayubayim b'sfina, that if they're on a ship, Ben Azai says, then under those circumstances, menicho bezavis zo umitpawin shneim bezavis acheretz, then they could place the dead body in one corner of the ship, and then they could pray in another corner. So the Tanakhama refers to Kriya Shema, to recitation of the Shema, but Ben Azai refers to prayer. And the Siftei Chachamim explains that the Tanakhama is teaching us that you can't even leave the dead body even just for Kriya Shema, which is biblical obligation. And Ben Azai is teaching us even permitted to do Amida, which is just a rabbinic obligation. So what's the Gemara explains, what's the distinction between the positions of Ben Azai and the rabbis? Mai Benayu. So Amar Ravina explains the distinction between Ben Azai and the rabbis is whether or not Choshashin L'Achbarim, whether or not we have to be concerned for mice is the distinction between them. Meaning to say, Mar Savar, that the Tanakhama, which says his position that two people can just leave it there and in a corner and recite their prayers and the Shema, he's of the position, Chayshinan, that even on a ship we have to be concerned. We need to be concerned about. The mice, even though we're on a ship. And so therefore, if there are two people, one person leaves it there and the other person goes and prays. That's the position of the Tanakhama, that even on a ship, we have to be concerned about the mice. Whereas Ben Azai is going to be in the position, Mar Savar Lo Chashinan. Ben Azai is at the position that we are not concerned about mice on a ship, because generally speaking, there aren't as much mice on a ship. And so therefore, they can leave it. Both of them leave the dead body in one corner, and then they can go and pray together. So that's a dispute, and we see from here that primarily the main purpose for watching a dead body, where it's an obligation to watch a dead body, is to protect the dead body from the mice. And the Chochmas Adam explains, he was asked if the obligation, according to our Gemara, since it seems that it's just about protecting the body from mice, whether this obligation is really only because of mice, which would come and eat this dead body, and therefore in a case like the ship where there's no concern about mice, we don't have to be concerned about the shmira, or maybe the obligation of the shmira is really because of something else. Maybe it's because of spirits, and or maybe the fact that the soul is there, and to give honor for the dead, and so therefore even if there's no concern about mice, we still have to be concerned for the Shmira. And the Chochmas Adam turns toward the Gemara, and we see from our Gemara that the Tanakhama say, even on a ship, one person is supposed to be watching the dead body while the other one prays. And so we see from here, even in a place where there's no concern of mice, we still have to do the Shmira. And so therefore, what's the reason? And the reason is because it's that we want to protect the dead body from spirits and from other things. And so therefore, there needs to be, according to him, a shomer there at all times, even if there's no concern about the mice. And so this is relevant because today, oftentimes, when a dead body is in a funeral home, the concern for mice is much, much, much less than it was during the earlier times. And so therefore, people might say, we don't need a shomer there. But according to the Chochma Sadim, since the obligation is not just about mice, therefore we see that there's an obligation to watch the dead body, even when there's no concern for the mice. And indeed, the Gesher Chaim writes that there are two obligations for the obligation of Shemira, and it refers even today, and even in a place where there's no concern that the body itself will become deteriorated or decimated. And one obligation is because of the honor that we give to the dead body by watching it, similar to where, for example, there needs to be Shomrim outside of the temple, and those are to protect the temple as a way of honor. And so therefore, because if it was just alone, it would be like, if we leave a dead body by itself, it would be like we're leaving like a utensil or an object in a corner that we don't care about. And the second obligation is from mazikim. And so really there are three things. One is for mice, one is for mazikim, like bad spirits, and the third thing is just for honor. And so since we have these three reasons, it's obviously important to have a shomer there. But when it comes time, or like sometimes in America, it's an extended period of time, and it could be very expensive, then we have to see whether or not there are leniencies to allow people to be lenient under certain circumstances.